Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio. This is your boy Cass, chilling as you shall. Father time was good, dog.
CityRadio.net.
We built this shit!
Pulling these hush puppies out your motherfucking ass.
SinCityRadio.net.
SinCityRadio.net.
Radio, this your boy Cass, chilling as usual. Janae, you on time? I'll be damned. What's happening?
Nothing much.
Okay.
Just relaxing.
I hear you. Okay, look, so what's good?
Okay, what's going on?
There go that pause. You know what?
I do not pause.
You do pause. What is it? I mean. Are you not sure I'm not saying your name or something?
I give you a chance to finish talking.
Somebody say, what's up?
No, next week I'm just going to cut you off. As soon as you say lit, I'm like, hey.
By the time you get the A out your voice, out your mouth, shit, I've been finished any damn way.
You just gotta pick on somebody. That's all.
You got a dick in her mouth.
I wish I did tell him shit.
All right.
I said he just gotta pick on somebody.
Oh, okay. I like the Janine version better, but not the
yeah,
last.
I kind of did.
All right. Check this out, y'all. I'm checking out this show. I believe it's called The Sister Wives. Anybody seen it?
Yes, I have.
Okay. All right, well, for those who haven't seen it, it's a guy. He's a polygamist. He has five wives, five. And I believe it's like 24 kids.
Yep, that is correct.
Five wives, 24 kids. All right, y'all gonna have to humor me tonight. Y'all gonna have to humor me tonight. Because I don't know his name. What's his name, Janine? You know his name?
I don't know. I think it's Brad or something like that.
Yeah, okay, it's going to be Cass tonight. It's going to be Cass tonight. All right.
Now, these are white people, not black people.
We finna do this. We finna do this black style. We not doing this the white boy style. But not, okay. All right, but not seriously. He has five wives, 24 kids. How in the hell? First of all, I know that y'all probably be like, nah, I never do it. But like I said, entertain us tonight. Look at though. You were one of the five wives. Let's just say you was wife number three.
Okay.
How would you be able to deal with the fact that I go to two other women before you, then I go to two other women after you?
So imagine everybody gets a night. So he takes turns spending the night at each of the five wives' houses, which they all live right around each other. They're not far from each other, so it's like a little compound or whatever where they live. And each of the wives have kids, but they all his, but they all got different mothers.
Okay.
All right, now you wife number
husband.
Three.
I'm wife number three to my husband.
Right.
And I got a handful of kids, and four other women got handfuls of kids.
Yep.
And we all live in the same vicinity.
Yep.
Good.
Well, did I know that he had two wives before me? Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yep.
If I walked into that knowing that that was my situation and I chose to go with it, well, ain't shit I can say because, I know I'm going to get my day. And now it's going to be 8 days around the clock, around the calendar, you know what I'm saying, every 8 days or whatever. However often. But if I walked into it like that, then shit, what can I say?
Okay, all right, that's cool. But, hey, I only got two wives on here. I need three more. But everybody that's listening, I need two more wives, at least two more. So if you want to press one and be my wife for the night, then press one because I need two more. I got two on here now. I need two more. Because, man, can you imagine having five motherfucking wives?
I can't imagine. That's five different fucking female personalities, and even though they all know about each other, they are all still going to have their issues because each marriage is going to be different, So he might have, one issue with one times five.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Hold on. We got a new caller. The caller, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on?
Not much with this.
Oh, I forgot my number changed. It's Selena.
Yeah.
Oh, hey.
Yo, yo. What's the subject we're talking about?
You pressing in to be one of my wives for the night?
I got to see what y'all talking about first.
I, I couldn't do the whole the dominatrix master thing, so now I'm going into polygamy.
Oh God, you're just a horn dog.
He's so stupid. Ain't he retarded?
So I got two wives on here, and I need. I'm trying to get like my man. I don't know if you ever watched the show. It's called The Sister Wives. Was the guy
I
he has
that.
Five. He has five wives and 24 kids. So now I'm trying to get.
Wow.
Right. So I'm trying to reach the quota. So I mean, can you be number three?
You trying to reach the quota? You trying to
reach
the quota of the kids, too?
He better ask himself that. You know me. You want me to be number three?
Yeah.
Well, I already know.
At 22.
Okay. All right. I got three wives on the show right now. All right. I need three. I need two more wives. All right. Y'all feel like pressing one to be my wife for the night, please press one. All right, Chalene. Uh-oh, wait a minute. The line didn't lit up.
I'm
kidding. Oh, no. We got Ms. Pimp in the house. Ms. Pimp, you finna be wife number four.
What?
Good morning. Shit, where the ring at?
See, there
okay,
you go.
See,
hold on, man.
See, she done already started, shit. Because I ain't got my ring yet, and you know I'm going to be pissed.
Man, where the ring at?
Okay. All right.
Are you on this harem thing again? I mean,
I couldn't get with the harem. I couldn't get with the harem. Me being a master, I guess I couldn't get that right. Well, now I'm going into polygamy.
Oh, okay.
This man has
this gets better every week.
You know,
right. How did you fuck that up? I mean, Kaz.
You say what, baby?
So
I said, how did you fuck that up? The master.
I don't know, man. Wouldn't nobody listen to
he don't
you?
Have
you wouldn't
it.
Listen.
He just don't have it.
Nobody listen to me. Shit, anytime I turn around, I tell a motherfucker, okay, be over here at 10. Motherfucker tell you, fuck you, I'm at the club. I'll be there when I get there. So if that didn't work. So, I don't know. That mask. Motherfucker's hard-headed. You got that black. So now, all right, now. All right. Do I got four wives?
How many sister wives am I going to have?
Huh?
How many sister-wives am I going to have?
I'm trying to reach five. Right now, you got Liquor Store, you got Selena, you got Janine, and yourself. So all I need is one more. I need one more person to press the button. I need one more person to press one, and I can have five wives tonight.
Orgy.
there we go. Okay. I don't know.
Kicked off anyway.
I don't know on the show if they do that, but that would be. I mean, I would at least once have to be like, all right, you know, if all y'all my wives. We gonna have to have one night out of the week where I just gotta try to sleep with everybody. I mean, everybody gets in the pocket. Everybody gotta get in this bed. We finna push two queens, two king size beds together, and we finna go for both.
I don't push beds. That's what you need to know about wife number three. I don't push beds. I don't watch windows. I got a helmet. Right there.
Yes, hold on. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening? Caller?
Hello, what's up?
What's going on? Who is this?
This Kitty.
This who?
Kitty.
Kitty? What's up, Miss Kitty? How you feeling?
All right,
check this out. We got a... Oh, man, hold on. I think we got my girl, Slick Mick. Mick.
I'm sticking, man. I ain't gonna be long on this motherfucker.
Oh, okay. All right. What's happening with you? What's happening with you, baby?
How everybody
all right,
doing?
Check
how
this
everybody
out,
doing?
Hey.
All right, all right.
All right. Now check this out, man. Now, Miss Kitty, you're new to the show. You're new to the show?
Okay.
Have you ever heard the show before?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, check this out. Tonight we're talking about polygamy. I'm trying to get five wives on this show for the night. I got, wait a minute, how many do I got on here tonight?
You got four.
Okay, I got four. So, Miss Kitty, can you be my wife for the night?
Okay.
All right, there you go. I got five wives for the night.
Okay.
Here we
you got
go.
Four in the possible.
Okay.
This is what the fuck I'm talking about. This is exactly what the fuck I'm talking about. See, that's why.
I'm live. It's real to this shit.
He done turned it into a game of being whiz on your ass. Ten niggas here pulling a
fuck. You got some shit to agree to first.
This is the point that I'm trying to prove. A black man cannot be a polygamist with five black women.
Yeah,
I'm
trying
to figure
out. Africa.
Okay,
well,
so
I
mean,
Africa, you know they're allowed to do that shit over there.
I'm trying to see how many total. I'm trying to figure out a total. How many kids would I have? All right, Janine, how many you got?
Between 10 to 20.
Okay, Janine got four. Miss Kitty, how many you got?
Three.
So I'm at seven. Miss Pimp, where you at?
Five.
You got five kids?
Five.
God damn.
Why you
saying 12? That's
12. That's 12. Okay, Selena, I know you got two. That's 14. Liquor store, how many you got?
I got three.
Okay, so I'm at 17
kids.
17
kids. You got more than that? You got more than that? Because you went out there before us. Before you
right,
started.
Oh, yeah.
You got kids.
Yeah. Yeah, I gotta put my own in. So that's 21 kids. Okay, I got 21 kids.
Damn.
Okay. All right. Now we're gonna do this like this. We're gonna say Janine, you wife number one. We're gonna say, we're gonna go with wife number two. We're gonna go with Miss Kitty as wife number two. Look, so we already said you was. We already said you was number three. Miss Pimp, we're going to go with you with number four. Selena, you last, because I know it's going to be a motherfucker fight at the end of the night.
And I don't babysit either.
All right, Miss Kitty, we got you as wife number two. All right, now you know your day is Tuesday. Right.
Okay.
Now let's just say I get to you Tuesday. You know, I get to your house. You know, I'm kicked back, relaxed, getting ready to eat my dinner. And let's just say Selena, who's technically Friday, called me and say I need to come over there and do something at her house. And I say, well, I gotta leave. Do you have a problem with me leaving?
Well, are you married to her also? Yeah, right?
Yeah, I'm married to all y'all.
Well, we all have to stay in the same house.
No.
No, we all stay in the same house. We
oh, okay.
Y'all
that's
all stay in different houses.
Go ahead and go.
Oh, hell no. I got some more rules in.
Go ahead and go. I'm going to call chocolate. You know, I'm a chocolate drop over.
See, that ain't your problem. See, here we go. This is what I'm talking about.
Go ahead and go.
That's committing adultery.
Huh?
Here we go, Kyle.
You committed adultery.
In today's time, are you serious? Go ahead and go. I know, I already know you got five wives. So, I mean, I might as well at least have a chocolate drop.
Nah, we don't play that. We're not doing that.
Well, you better
that's
move outside
not
me doing. And shit.
I mean, that's the only way I could be number two then.
How we married and we don't live together?
Right.
Well, I mean, we do live with, I live, you live with you every Friday.
I live with you on Friday. Every Friday, I'm yours.
Well, you must know that's Monday through Thursday, right?
Right. And Monday through Thursday, you got to help me out with everybody got to help
so
me out.
Just know, that means since I'm your Friday, you my Friday, so you got to know there's Monday through Thursday, though, I'm saying. It's
but
only fair.
See, this is what y'all not understanding about polygamy. Y'all agreed to marry me. I mean,
and
y'all.
This why black folks don't do that shit.
That's why
black
people
don't do that shit.
I know exactly. That's what I'm like. I'm just really trying to see if I can get this to work at any point in time. Okay.
Friday at the door. Friday at the door.
I'm not gonna be able to do it.
Yeah.
Also, you divorced me too, Miss Kitty. You just started. Damn, Miss Kitty, we just started. You just got on the show.
I'm just saying. Personally, I couldn't do it. Five.
Okay.
I mean, but when you marry him,
I mean, but that's people
when
doing
you marry him
too. They doing that. Basically.
You said what now?
But they be married, but they might not be married to everybody, but, you know, they don't, you know. They mess
no,
up.
See,
but
no, kid, not now.
Here's the
no,
thing,
no,
kid, when you marry him, when you marry him, you knew that you were wife number two. You knew that he had a wife
right.
before you.
But see, but right. me not being accustomed to it and never grew up in that type of shit, I don't know what to do with that. I would never do it because
you.
I couldn't do it. Huh?
That's why you married me, so I could show you the way. I could show
oh,
you Lord, the polygamy
yeah.
way.
I
got to show you the way. Lord have mercy.
He got the same guy gave a caterpillar.
Shit.
You might as well chop that up.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, all right. Now, I'm determined to make one of these scenarios work. All right, check this out. Sunday is family day. Sunday is family day. That means all y'all, all the kids, all five wives, all 21 kids, that's the day we all sit down together and eat.
Oh, okay.
Now, I'm at the head of the table. I got an announcement to make. Miss Pimp is pregnant. Miss Pimp about to have another baby.
Okay.
All right, now, Janine, you number one. Do you embrace it? Do you embrace the fact that I'm gonna have another baby? I mean, let's be real. We talking
I
black.
Guess you would. You married. I'm married. We all married. I guess you would, huh?
You ain't got
I'm hoping so. See, there you
but
go.
In real life, in black life, we don't do that. You know that, but we just talk the fact. And we ain't
talking
that shit. We weren't
that's
born in that
scenario. That's another scenario that's not gonna happen, right?
Right.
No, because we gonna have what we gonna be voting on is Elvis. That's what we gonna be voting on.
He said ain't gonna be no more
yeah.
motherfucking kids.
Oh God! Damn!
Oh,
oh Lord!
And look here, since we all know about each other, baby, we done already teamed up and made you an appointment. So either you going or you going to get cooked. You can do it either way or you can do it
get your
way.
Ass voted off the island.
And the five of us will link up and find us another motherfucking husband.
Right.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. Y'all actually for the divorce me?
Mm-hmm. You ought to be
single.
Glad that life can
and
be
single.
Half.
And be
trying to take
half
this 50 of us. Shit. So, we're going to have a child support. You're going to need five jobs. Talking about five wives.
Wait a minute. And that was my next question. All right. And I'm going to go by let's just say I own a construction company. I got a pretty good thing going. And I'm gonna go down the line. How many of y'all gonna put me on child support?
Me.
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 I'm gonna start with you. Liquor store. Hold on, man. Liquor store. Am I going on child support?
Yeah, brother. I mean,
damn.
But if you marry to everybody, how you going
to
take child support?
When you are married, when it is polygamy like that, you have to be able to take care of your wives. You just can't go to marry people like that.
More than likely, you taking care of them
anyway.
That should
be against the law. If you marry five women, you can't take care of them. They crazy as the law.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, I mean, of course, like I said, I own my own business.
I got my
business pretty lucrative.
The thing I don't like about it on the show, they have a family bank account. So even some of the wives who work got to put their money in the group bank account, and then he divvies up the money depending on how many kids you got. So who was that who said they only got two? The one who only has three, and you only got two, you get less money. So you need to ask for more kids.
Because they ass going to be right with daddy. They're going to be right with daddy. Like,
okay,
well, this week you distorted us again. Then they sticking ass right here. Like,
now,
call her mommy. Nah, she ain't number three. Call her mommy.
What about the grandkids?
We hate you, mommy. We going with number three.
You know what? I see the asses on family day. You better go.
Okay. I'll tell them to Skype me.
Oh, my
goodness. You know what? I knew this shit wasn't going to work. I knew it wasn't going to work. Fuck with you, Mike Webber.
Well, let me ask y'all about what happened with the conversation yesterday with Beyonce and now.
You said what now?
What was y'all conversation about yesterday?
Oh, how that broad jumped on him like that. She was wrong. We all came to the conclusion that the bitch was wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, she
couldn't
have hurt him. She ain't hurt him. Shit.
And that's not the point. We
didn't
knew
they
she
ever
ain't hurt him, but that's not the point. She was still wrong.
Well, she probably was pissed. People do shit that when they pissed. That's life, shit.
True.
Okay,
that didn't make it right.
All right, but
I done bust a lot of heads when I was pissed. Shit. And rarely regretted it. Shit. Sure didn't. I'm just saying, though. But whatever happened, did they ever say the reason why?
Well, you know, they got three or four reasons going on.
Yeah, they got a lot of stuff going on.
Hey, them pictures funny as hell, though.
Yeah, they clowning it.
Funny as hell.
You talking about
Beyonce's sister, Celine?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a mess. Oh, damn. JC like, I don't give a fuck. Shit out of
there. Well, they said he wanted to go to Rihanna's after party. And he was going to go alone. And she got pissed. Well, they had already got into it because those, whatever her name is, the sister's friends was trying to get into the party they was at. And they was using Jay-Z's name. He got a whiff of it, and they had an argument. So I think that's what I read this morning, but I don't know. And then they got in the elevator and they got to arguing and all that. And she couldn't like him before. She been getting into him, motherfucker. That ain't just happening. Whoever released that, they got $250,000 from TMZ.
Damn. Yeah, damn. And
don't
then she, I mean, what she mad at Beyonce for, though? She was getting
like
her man. They said she deleted her pictures or something off Instagram.
Yeah.
If you want to find out who did it, like I said last night, shit, just look at the motherfucker that called off the next day.
Okay. Okay. Matthew, what's their daddy name?
And he not did it. Matthew knows. He probably the one that did it. I'm back, bitches.
That's what I'm saying. He the one called in. Shit, bye. That's crazy. They got too much money for that goofy shit. That's crazy. Well, I know Salon had looked at a mess, kicking up her fucking legs in the air on that man. He was broke. If he was broke, he'd have whooped the ass. JP, yeah, like, I got too much money to knock this bitch out. If he was broke, he'd have beat the shit out of us. Looking like Shemp from the Three Stooges. That's crazy.
That is crazy. All right, now back to my wives. Back to my wives. I got to get back to my wives. I guess
some white women.
You
gotta go talk to some white women.
So in no scenario, will y'all work this out with me?
No.
Yeah, I mean, come on. You got to come up with some more scenarios, man. Do we get a nanny or what? How is this going? I need a nanny.
Yeah.
I need
a nanny.
I want to live like the wives on the Real Housewives shit.
Hold on. It's five of y'all. Y'all don't need no motherfucking nanny. Y'all better group up.
I don't babysit. My kids ain't here right now. Shit, I'm not babysit.
I neither.
No, they with their daddy. That's when you get a certain age, you ain't babysitting nobody
else.
Where
would you have? Who would take care of the other mother would take care of the kids? Because that's how they do in Jamaica and shit.
Well, some of the wives work, some don't. At first, he was taking care of the whole household, but, you know, the economy started fucking up. So some of the wives took on jobs. Now, the
I'm not going to work if it's five white, four other bitches.
Right,
in.
Right. Yeah,
I ain't work.
Me. I been got my own four bitches.
It's four other bitches and him. No, I ain't working.
They going to come back to
I'm chilling. I'm chilling with the kids.
Right.
And I'm moving away.
I got a crib. Hell no.
Mm-mm.
Like, your kids been asking about you. I'm from the text
I'm
you right
two.
Now.
I'm
right back.
Number two. I ain't got time for all that.
I'm number
so
five.
So you
going to
watch
group.
The kids when we work then? When the other one
I
work.
On Sunday.
Now,
on Sunday.
Now, hold up. Miss Kitty, first of all, see, you got the wrong attitude. You can't come in talking. See, I can see you with the motherfucking fifth in your hand. You got the bottle in your hand. I ain't watching. These bitches better watch. You can't be calling other wives bitches. You done came in with the fifth in your hand, dropping in a motherfucker. Talking about this.
We sister wives. We mad at him.
Hell yeah.
We sister wives. We mad at his
okay.
She said, these bitches.
Hey, she didn't see. She got mad already.
Okay, you know, I'm on the black level here. I'm on the black level. I'm not on the other shit.
So, we are dead.
You know, black thing.
What
a
fucking guy is that?
See, this is what I'm talking about.
Be in the background like, what?
I don't think a black man can deal with five wives at one time. There's no way in hell.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't agree.
He can't deal with one, shit.
If I need you to come over my house and do something important, I'm not going to call you. I'm going to call the wife whose house you at. Look here, Selena, I'm going to need Cass to come by. Look, you know what I'm saying? I got a squeaky faucet. He can fix that shit. Come right back home. I'm not going to call you. I'm going to call the other wife.
Hold on, y'all. Hold on, one at a time now. I mean, there's no way in hell I can do to pull this off. I've been in one train. Hell no. Yeah, what?
Somebody is, buddy.
And you got to go to work.
Right, and I got to get up to go to work.
Like, damn, he can just tell gray as hell in 2 weeks.
Right.
He got bonding glue all over his shirt and shit.
Okay, is it anybody? Do I got any wife that understand the pain I'm going through right now? Any one of my wives?
I understand that your ass will have four quick messing with me.
Shit. Mm-mm.
Greg, I understand that this is what the fuck you signed up for, brother, so you must have been.
No, this is what you signed up for. See, now,
no.
Okay, now hold,
no,
wait a minute.
No, we both
hold
signed
on,
up
hold
for
on.
It, because when you decided that you wanted five wives and you knew that was five different personalities and you knew that was five different women on top of all of our children that you were going to have to deal with.
Wait a minute.
You have to know.
First of all, I didn't know Selena was that damn evil. I didn't know Miss Chitty was drunk. I didn't know none of this shit.
With a hey, man that left me.
That's how come they
right.
say be careful what you ask for. You might just get it.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I can see Miss Kitty. She looked like the one to be. She sounded like the one to be flicking that cigarette at you. You rat bastard. What the fuck is that cigarette to me for?
Hell no.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah, that's about right.
Like number three, here go his punk ass right here. Tell him what you said, what you said. Number fucking three. Straight up, punk ass. Let's be out.
Because you know, eventually, we all going to get together and gang up on your ass. We can't stay. We ain't gonna stay enemies forever.
I would have to be born. Born into something like that. It is no way that I could just do. I can't do that if I felt that my dude was cheating. I couldn't deal with it. Hey, it's problems.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't be able to do that.
Have to sleep with a pistol. You would have to sleep with your pistol.
No, I couldn't deal with it. I just couldn't do it. I'm just sitting here thinking,
right,
man, I couldn't do it.
Okay, so now
early in the morning. Are you here? Who the fuck you with my jail? You know, to play dead. Just play dead.
go to work the next day. And we're going to be like, why your eye bloodshot, man? I have to sleep with one eye open, man. My right eye ain't getting no rest.
Mm-hmm. All right, so.
Not that right.
Okay. Wow. You ready?
Okay. Is anybody gonna give me some pussy? That was my next question. Am I gonna get pussy? Cause y'all did me bad.
We got 21 kids. Everybody been fucking. We've been fucking like a motherfucker.
All that breaking up and making up shit. Hennessy.
You're right. I'm gonna have a bottle of Hennessy. Hey, I'm gonna have a bottle of Hennessy at every house. Look, come on, baby.
I wear them headstones drinking that shit daily. Y'all crazy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my
no
God. Good. Y'all are hard on the motherfuckers.
We just informing you. For real.
Yeah.
That's real life.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess the polygamy, I might as well hang the polygamy up too, huh?
L-I-G it. Let it go.
Man. I think this could work, though, if we just have a little bit of camaraderie with each other. Just understand. I love all y'all.
That's what I'm saying. We need to have us a family forum because we need to go over some shit. In order for this to work properly, you know what I'm saying, in order for it to go smoothly, we're going to all have to sit down together, and you're going to have to be flexible in your thinking. You're going to have to simmer it down, okay?
Simmer what down? How that work?
No, I mean, I'm saying, I said at some point on a Sunday, we got 21 kids. Some of them motherfuckers can watch each other, so we're going to have to take another room, okay? We're going to have to take another room, and we're going to have to have us sit down. You know what I'm saying? To the point where, like I say, you're going to have to be flexible in your thinking, and we're going to have to be flexible in our thinking so that we can work this shit out. Because it's not going to work if, you know what I'm saying, you just want to walk in everybody's door and laying down the rules. You got five different people that's not, you know what I'm saying, one or some of us ain't going to have that. So we're going to all have to sit down together.
Man, look here. This is my, I'm the man of the house. These is my rules.
It's and we're going to let you easy. Have that, but it's not going to be that easy. It's not going to be that easy. I mean, come on, this ain't no perfect world. You already got a crazy-ass situation going on here. You got to know. You can't just come in talking about, I'm the man. Nigga.
who the fuck you talking to?
Exactly. Wife number one, you done call wife number four. Wife number one, you done call wife number four. You done call wife number three. You done call wife number two. You done call wife number five. Mm-hmm. You got a riot on your hands, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you're not
going to
lose.
What
can
else?
I get no put on the past?
You ain't going to be able to take on all five of us and like that. Mm-hmm. Not at one time.
You ain't going to be able to find me. How about that? Shit. It's okay.
And you know,
I be dropping off
little,
money.
I don't know about everybody else. I'm little. I creep up on your ass. You never see me coming.
Man, I can hear me arguing with y'all now.
Say what again? Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker. Say what one more goddamn time.
I just hear the arguments going on. I mean, we done mended our ways. I done bought you your drink. You good now. What was she, number two? What was Kitty, number two?
Mm-hmm. I'm number two. Yeah. Right, keep us together. You don't even know we won this week.
Come
like
on, man. Y'all
somebody else by the wrong name. That's a violation.
Exactly.
And then okay. We ain't finna keep on taking no number fives and being called number fives and shit either. You gonna have to learn some names.
Now, why not, damn it? Now, why not now? Come on.
Number three. My mama did not name me number three, okay? Now, I might be in some fool shit, but you ain't finna just call me number three. So I had a friend, and him and his girl was together forever and ever and ever and ever, even after they got married. And he used to call her baby mama, and she just come running. Hey, baby mama, and she just come running. She got me fucked up. I mean, I don't think nobody knew that girl's name until they got married. I bullshit you not. We all just, how baby mama doing? You know what I'm saying? We did not know her name until they got married. Come on, did you not?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't like that either. So, no, I'm definitely not going to be called number five. I'm not getting no number tattooed on me. That shit hurt, like I said. So, that's out the question. What else I ain't doing? I got a bad left knee. Ain't doing no freaky shit that involve my knees. You might want to divorce right now. You might want to divorce right now, family.
Straight up. Yeah. God damn, I see right now. Shit, we're going to have to let Selena go, y'all. We don't. Do I have a vote on any of these who the fuck get to go?
You vote me off the island.
Yeah, Selena
I got
go.
A question.
What's
I got
up?
A question for you, husband. How do we all have, like, okay, all right, Janine was wife number one, okay, and Selena's wife number five. So who, do they got the same size wedding ring, or, like, Janine got a fat rock because she was number one, and Selena got, you know, some mediocre shit because she was number five? I mean, how do that, like, do we all got
the same? We don't. You better get us the same motherfucking ring.
That's right.
Yeah, because
don't let me find out wife number four got a rock fatter than me. I'm wife
number four. Good question.
What's your response, Cass?
Well, what happened was,
Hold on, y'all.
Time stop.
We got a new caller, y'all. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
Can you hear me?
Yes. How you doing?
Good.
Okay.
Well,
I'm
sexy. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, Miss Sexy. You know what? How you doing?
Huh? I'm good.
You know, I really like your voice.
Mm.
You have a real nice speaking voice. You want to be my wife for the night?
No, I don't practice polygamy.
Miss Kitty gone. She didn't divorce you.
I'm trying to get rid of Selena. Selena the one just, Selena the one acting crazy. I need to get rid of this motherfucker. I need a wife. I need a new wife for the night. Selena going to be trying to fight and shit. Ain't nobody got time for all that shit.
Hey, I can't be nothing but honest.
All right, so, Miss Sexy, you ain't going to get down with this program tonight.
No, I don't practice polygamy, so.
You could be my wife.
But you know what?
Tonight.
I've been listening.
You could be my wife for just tonight. Come on, be my wife for tonight.
Actually, you know what? Polygamy is just a form of, it's a religion. So you wouldn't have all the problems that you think you would have in it. Have you ever watched Big Love? It's a Showtime series.
Nah, I've never seen it. I just started watching this show. I've seen it. I've seen the previews, but I've never sat down and watched it.
Mm-hmm. My thing is,
they all were raised like that, though. They were raised like that. You can't bring people that were not raised in that type
and that's their religion belief.
They got to be born.
It's a practice religion, and that's how they are. And to be honest with you, when I watch the shows, and I watch Sister Wives, and I watch Big Love, and I studied a little bit about polygamy, and it's not like what you think it is. They only really have sex to have kids. So for you to have 20-some kids, that's what it's about. It's not about what you think it is.
You know what?
So
that's,
you did
that's
your
what
part
I,
on having the kids.
Well,
that's what I'm
going to
keep telling you. That's what I'm going to keep telling you. You know this is our duty. Kitty, this is our duty. Stop with that bullshit. This is our duty. This is what we were put here for. This is what you were put here for.
She already know that, but she already know that. You wouldn't have to tell her that. That's their religion belief. That's what they brought. Like you said, it's something that they born into. It's their way of life. So they automatically know what their cans and can'ts and their do's and they don't. So it's nothing that you really have to say but be the breadwinner.
I should keep Selena there.
We're going to divorce each other. No, I ain't just going to be
through
it.
But you know what? Before you bring in another wife, you do supposed to sit down and talk to your sister wives and ask them if can you bring in this wife. And they have to approve of it, too. And you all get married. It's not just one marriage and, you know, one at a time. But it's I don't know who you can keep and who you want, but it's something. It's really, really something.
But her Kitty just ain't acting right. Kitty then came in and got drunk talking about, you go with the rest of the bitches.
You know what? That's your fault. Can I say something? That's your fault because to be a husband, you would know her needs. You would be very attentive to each and every one of your wife's needs. So what to do for her to make her
I know what to do for her. I know exactly what to do for her. But then now you'll be talking about that person. Do they press charges on people? Do polygamy,
it's illegal. Polygamy is illegal.
But
that's
my thing. He's just one person. And he can't possibly meet everybody's needs. He can't possibly do it. He's just one person. And that's why I feel like
you
cannot meet everybody's needs. All five wives plus all 21 children. And it's
hold
just
on.
You.
Now, I don't know about the kids, but I beg to differ about the five wives.
I'm big boned. I'm heavy structure. I'm hung low. If I pull my shit out, this whole room get dark.
I'm talking about emotional needs, too. I'm talking about everything. You can't possibly be attentive to every one of our needs.
Oh, but your needs are all different.
And somebody don't feel left out.
Yeah, it's going to be jealousy, definitely. Definitely going to be jealousy.
Man, I wish I wish she would get acting crazy. Boy,
hey bitch, come here. Got your motherfucking man, come here.
I got to be playing with y'all.
You stupid.
Wow, that's deep.
Mm-hmm. You gotta be impressed.
You know what? You might have a better chance with the master and the dominatrix or whatever, and the submissive. You may have a better chance with that.
You ain't got no chance for neither one of them.
Nobody can.
Wow.
Damn. Man, y'all is hard on the brother. I can't be a polygamist. I can't be a master. I tried to have a harem. That shit didn't work. God damn.
Y'all
is hard on the motherfucker.
Well, now you know. He's stopping you from making some crazy decisions.
Okay. You know what? I gotta sit down and I gotta rethink this whole polygamy thing. Cause y'all.
But you know which wives to pick, though.
And now you know which ones not to pick.
Exactly. So now, okay, now do when I talk, I mean, y'all ain't gonna, I mean, I go talk to wife number three, I'm sorry, Liquor Store, I'll give you your name, and I get to tell you, Liquor Store, I keep saying, well, shit, Miss Pimp just ain't acting right, man, you know? I mean, do you comfort me? Do you say it? Do you be like, it's going to be okay, baby? Or do you just have an attitude? Well, what the fuck you talking to me about that bitch for?
No.
But
see, you can't be doing that, though, because then now you playing favoritism to one towards the
mm-hmm.
other.
And you crazy.
She don't know that, so you can't do that.
Man. Have y'all heard yourselves tonight? I need somebody to
talk to. Because if they ever get into it, you think Nicole Sarr going to say that shit? Bitch,
you're
tired of your motherfucking ass anyway.
Right.
Y'all at dinner on Sunday.
Right.
All that shit gonna come out.
No,
actually, we thinking about voting you off the island anyway.
Right, right. On that click shit. Or putting you in the island and collecting some money shit and go our separate ways with all these damn kids you done put in us.
Wow. Well, babe, I guess you can't be no polygamist.
Yeah, let that go.
I can't get it right. Shit.
And you know how dudes is like, Miss Pimp, you look good in that shirt. Hey, bitch ass nigga, I had on that shirt last week. What the hell you mean? You ain't say all that. The fuck, I had that shirt on. Shut your ass up. That wouldn't work. No, that would not work. Straight up. Hell no. Not for me. Or a black person. Hell no. Ugh.
So I guess we all in agreement that being black, a black polygamist is just not going to work.
You know what? That's something, because I don't know that it really exists in our, you know, it's really a part of us, our culture. And we just don't, that's something we don't do.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, hell, we'd rather cheat and go behind each other's backs. And sneak and be the sad chick than to be in an open marriage. So realistically.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's the problem.
Yeah.
See, that's just like Miss Kitty talking about her chocolate drop going to be coming as soon as I leave. Hey, okay.
You've been gone for 4 nights.
I come home
thank
and I see
you.
That nigga.
Thank you. Are you
I
serious?
Come home and see that nigga draw sitting up there. Boy, his I don't even
smoke. Don't even wear nothing. Don't even wear nothing. Don't even wear nothing. He might come back.
Okay, Miss Kitty, I gotta let you know you're new to the show. So let me tell you, if I caught you, I'm going to tell you right now.
Right in the crack of your ass, my foot will find its place.
Wow.
I'm going to tell you, I walk in, it's going to be a real dangerous thing. I mean, because at the end of the day, I mean, y'all, I hear y'all talking, but y'all got to still understand, I'm a black man, too. So.
Recognize the G in me, nigga.
Right. Y'all know I will kick that ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's reality.
I didn't get it. I done got to Miss Pimp Crib and this motherfucker climbing out the window. Oh, my God.
But she didn't even realize it's her night.
Right. She didn't forget it's her night. She didn't invite this motherfucker over. She forgot it's her night. Now she looking at me all crazy, talking about, I'm sorry.
Let's get ready to rumble!
It's gonna be a motherfucking fight.
Wow.
I guess.
Oh, mm-mm. Like, ooh, so nice, went back quick.
Right. Oh, where the fuck you come from, baby? Hey, baby, I didn't know you was coming today. You didn't know I was coming. I've been coming to this motherfucker. I'm coming to this motherfucker on Thursday for motherfucking 5 years. Are you talking about I ain't? You didn't know? Yeah,
oh,
see.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I think we're going to leave that for the, we're going to leave that for the motherfucking white people. I ain't going to need that. I would love to see. I'm telling y'all, I'm going to find it. I'm going to find a group of black people who are polygamous. And
y'all remember the Frankie Lyman story?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. It didn't work out for that motherfucker either.
But they didn't know about each other.
Right. Yeah, they didn't know. They didn't even know he was married to all of them.
Right. They all came in there talking about, I'm Mrs. Lyman. No, I'm Mrs.
Right.
Lyman. And that one of them bitches get a dollar.
Right. You know, it didn't work out for none of their asses either. So maybe you should just not.
I don't know. I think I'm gonna have to. I would have to add a little pimp to this, a little pimp type shit to this. Cause see, you motherfuckers ain't gonna listen. But then, if you marry me, y'all knew you knew what was gonna happen.
But like you said, yeah. You know, it's not just like that. You can't just go pick up five different women out of five different areas and just say.
Well, now, and once you said I do, and you get to talking that shit, talking about, well, I don't see why the hell I got to be. I'm ready to move up to number three, because I'm tired of being number five. You know what I'm gonna tell you?
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
And I'm walking out there.
You know what?
We're using my damn number.
You know what? They did have issues with that, and number one always stood her ground. She was like, hey, I'm number one.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's why I couldn't be a polygamist into no polygamy relationship. Huh. No, I'm too controlling.
I'm right back on my damn bed.
I'll put it on.
Oh, that's well,
what
bitch, you get this off my bed.
So, I mean, okay, what if I move y'all around? Like, what if I switch the weeks up and I...
They did change days. They changed days.
Would that work for y'all? Can I change dates?
Well, the women change the date, too.
Oh, the women change the date? Well, that's even cool.
Yeah.
See, y'all can get together and change dates. Well, girl, I'm on. Okay.
Exactly.
I gotta ask
my thing. Exactly.
Okay, see, now, sexy, you got to take. Selena just dropped off, so now you got to be married to me now. I need that fifth wife.
No.
Selena just dropped off. You got to. You got to.
I have to. I have the first thing I do, and I'm not saying I'm saying I don't.
Look,
you already
look here,
know.
I got,
you already got it. You already.
Look here.
Know.
I didn't pull.
Not
I didn't pull
happen.
Rank. This
nope.
This my show, damn it. I didn't pull rank. Now
oh, okay.
You gonna
okay.
Be my wife tonight?
Can I be number one? I can't be number one. I ain't being married.
Well, see, now you got to talk to number one about that one.
No, you know, this your show. You pull rank.
Well, now you came in last. You can't just, you can't just hop to the front of the line and you just came in last. You take another motherfucking place.
I'm too controlling.
See, you gotta work your way up. Now you got number three looking at me all crazy. Kitty talking about I've been number two for the past 5 years. What the fuck you mean? Now she calling everybody bitches again. What you mean the bitches going before me? See?
No, I'm just joking, but I can't. No, I don't. Sorry.
Well, how would people feel during anniversary time? Because he takes them out for a whole week on their anniversary.
But it's understood. Things are understood, though. It's understood.
I understand that. Even though they're doing it for the show, you can tell they shitty. They sitting
there,
they got all the kids, and they got to watch the white kids that's gone. And they watching your kids while y'all having a good time taking, sending them pictures and shit on their phone.
You bitches should take care of you. It's 24 kids. Look, I'm going to tell you what. It's 40 bitches and it's 24 kids. Y'all better divide their asses up. Y'all better divide their asses up. Don't you tell me you can't take care of them and it's three more of you motherfuckers. I don't hear it.
Right, but you know what? It wouldn't be that many in the household because a lot of kids would be older and on their own, too, or practicing their own religion.
But
so
then,
it really won't be that many.
But you know what? They have a lot of kids, though. She's about to make friends
with
the pool boy whenever you get through with it.
See, there y'all go. Y'all with that bullshit again.
I will say, is you about to knock her up again? Because I doubt that
that's what it's about.
She wants some more babies.
Well,
no,
that's what you just heard.
They do. They have a lot of them.
And if I got to work overtime, now I get number one to more kids, then okay. Look here, Kitty, Miss Pimp, I got to get her. And Miss Sexy, I know you number five now, so you really going to have to understand because you just came in. You can't be getting mad.
Okay, let me tell you. Since I'm number five, what that means is, when he has sex with him, he only having sex with him to have kids. So I'm going to go get my tubes tied, and I'm not going to tell you. So you always have to have sex with me until you get me pregnant.
No.
Okay, that works for
and
me.
So,
kids and pre-sex shit works for me.
The four of us will be split to you, okay? This chick over here, she got some extra shit going on.
I told y'all that bitch wasn't no good. I knew she was on some extra shit.
That's right. That's why I don't want to be number five.
Well, look here, you gotta work your way up, man. I see Sexy gonna be one of them old diabolical ones. Yeah, girl, can I get your night? I got a head. Okay, so what about okay?
Trying to call on my night. Talk about her window busting and shit, girl. You better wait. You gonna wait for your night? Bitch, you better put a blanket under that window. I'll give a damn what to
do. I'll run over your house and be like, somebody breaking in my house. And knowing that they all in your house, knowing he in your house, like, and coming there with my little pretty old panties on, so he'll have to look at me, and you'll be like, oh, this bitch think she's slick. Yeah.
I'm trying
Hold on now, Sexy. You do know you ran to Jadine's house, so she pretty much like, come on in.
Girl,
you been... around. I've been waiting on you anyway. I've been waiting to break you on into the phone anyway. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Now I'm sharing. Now, hey, look here. Every Monday and Friday, we sharing. Cause now we done got something else started. Now, Ms. Pill.
And you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, they claim they don't do the three. I don't understand why not, but that shit is crazy.
I mean, at one point in time, I'm going to have to try to get all five of y'all together. I'm sorry. I just got to. Legs up. Let's go.
That's stupid.
No, man. Wow.
Okay, come on. Let's be realistic. I mean, listen to all the shit that I would have to take from y'all. Come on, that would be my only pleasure. What's up?
All right, my question is, all right. Okay, well, you know what? It is some kind of truth to it. Like, you know, when a group of women are around each other constantly, you know, sometimes that our cycles can kind of go
in the same cycle.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So what if you get to a week where, you know, you got five wives and all of us are on at the same time? What you going to do?
Okay, well, son of a bitches, bye-bye.
I don't want to get another wife.
But it's your
doing.
You know
what,
it's your doing.
They
got us all together.
Okay, well, son of a bitches, bye-bye.
Yeah, I'll see y'all next week. Shit.
Oh,
I can see
goodness.
That's your week off every month. You know what? I will probably have to be like, okay, that's my week to that'll be my week to relax.
You finna take these kids? You got five men straight women going on. You got 24 kids on your hands, brother. We finna let you shit.
You know what?
Taking them to football, baseball, basketball, wrestling, you know what I'm saying? Ballet classes. Uh-huh. Little Trina got tap dance classes. You know, we keep them busy.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
You got to go to all the clarinet recitals. Little JoJo got a clarinet recital. Exactly.
Wait a minute. Y'all said the menstrual cycle, if all y'all's on the menstrual cycle, well, I mean, shit, it ain't like all five of y'all went to the dentist at the same time, so, shit, your mouth working just fine.
But you know what,
so
they
all
know that. So, different ages, different body types and stuff. Hmm.
Man, I'm going to get some gratification now.
All right, I got a question because Ms. Sexy just brought up a good point. All right. All of us are different ages. I don't know who's the oldest. I don't know who's the youngest. I guess, it don't even matter. But, you know, let's say the eldest wife is, she's not feeling it no more, or she can't produce children anymore. What do you do? What is he allowed to do at that point? If the eldest wife can't produce children anymore,
that's why. If you watch,
frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Stop. It shows what happened. The wife number one actually, she couldn't. She had got cancer. She had cervical cancer, and so she had her stuff removed. So that's what. That's okay. They was already practicing polygamy, but that's what made him choose a second wife with her permission. And so, with that, even with the second wife, she could only have so many kids. It's good. You got to really watch it and study it. But
okay,
since their purpose.
I mean to cut you off. I'm sorry. But since their purpose is to procreate, if the first wife can't procreate no more, then yeah, he has permission to marry again, but what about sex for them? You know what I'm saying? Because just because she can't have children doesn't mean she don't get horny. Maybe. You know what I'm saying? So what happens in that instance? She can't produce any more kids, but She's still I'm gonna be going on vacation with my portion of the money, because I ain't gonna have no kids.
Well,
you heard
Sexy. She been bucking for Queen Bee ever since she got in this joint. So she gonna be trying to knock her ass off. One less bitch we gotta worry about.
Exactly.
In your way. Afraid you're not going to be able to step over bitch number three. You're not
going to
be able to do it.
But you know what? Really think about it now. You know, it's not like you. Yeah, some people's sex drives are a little higher and a little more than others. I mean, you know your drive. So it'll be that time when you really, really want it to be. Sometimes when you be like, you got to stop looking at me. So you'll know. And he'll know. He'll be like, oh, she ain't feeling it. Let me go to wife number one. Five.
But she makes sure she put that number in there.
She didn't skip all of y'all.
Right.
I'm saying it depends on what day of the week she is. I'm not ready for this. She ain't stepping over the wife number three. That's not gonna happen. So if it's Wednesday, I'm sorry, you still in this number five.
Oh, goodness. You know what? It don't matter. Whatever day it is, I'm going to let you know.
You will be a well-fucked bitch when I turn you loose.
But that's when you go and change days. You can change days. So I'm just going to take Monday through Friday, and y'all can have Saturday and Sunday.
Wow.
Oh.
I'm thinking.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Think again.
Hold on now. Hold on. I ain't heard.
Wives don't need to be a little bit more flexible in her thinking, or we don't boot her off the camp.
I told you I'm controlling.
I ain't heard from my wife number two in a minute. Miss Kitty, where you at? Miss Kitty done passed out somewhere. Oh, shit, fuck.
See, I told you, everybody ain't going to be on the same page all the time, so everybody ain't going to want to be fucked. So, I mean, if that's your biggest worry, that's not a worry.
Okay, well, okay. Hey, boy, she's trying to narrow it down, too. Miss Pimp, where you at? Miss Pimp? Well, I guess we just knocked Miss Pimp out of the way, too.
I'm number one.
Okay,
oh, wait, you still got three.
No, I'm right here. It's gonna be Wednesday 3 days a week. you got Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You can have
All right, now, Miss Pimp,
we'll do that.
Miss Pimp, you've been quiet about this. What's your take on it?
I'm down.
You say what?
I'll take it as it comes.
Oh, she easy, so I'm just going to take her day.
I'm good.
I'm just joking.
See, let me tell you what the problem is right now. See, Miss Pimp over there doing some shit she ain't got no business doing right now. See, that's why
exactly.
I'm
you
like,
know.
That's why I ain't stupid. I hear it. Oh, you can do whatever you want to. I'll just take it how it comes. Nigga, you think I'm stupid. You all just fucking around.
What did you say, Miss Pimp? Say, oh, you can't come by tonight?
You know what? I haven't played this in a very long time, but if I'm gonna be a polygamist, I need to know one thing. I just need to know one thing if I'm gonna be a polygamist.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Because this shit ain't working with y'all. Ain't gonna work. It is not gonna work.
I'm in Sand City, man. I
don't
want fucking Sand City radio.
Did you hear Miss Pimp? Yeah, you ain't come up by today. I ain't never heard of that damn choir. You don't have the audacity to be on the phone with me.
Ain't coming
so
tonight.
You couldn't see that just goes to show how treacherous you that damn women are. You couldn't be my woman for an hour and a half. It could you couldn't even last for an hour and a half. You cheated on me already. Ah, oh, god damn.
The game on.
Something ain't happening there. You ain't doing something right.
I ain't doing something. I ain't even got there yet. Goddamn, let me do the show. I can see sexy right now. See, I told you. Might as well just go on and let me get her day because she ain't acting right.
I'm already going to be on it. I'm already going to
be Thursday anyway. It's on four. My day would have to be Thursday.
How you gonna be Thursday? Man, this motherfucker gonna tell me. See, this is old dominatrix shit coming in. My day is Thursday. No, motherfucker, I run this. I'm good. Okay, once again, I see now. I didn't try the harem. That fell apart. I guess I tried to be a master. That didn't work. Polygamists don't work.
You know what?
There I go for being a pimp.
I'm about to say you're gonna have to be the Reverend Pimp Daddy next time.
Because I don't. If I'm a pimp, I already know I'll be saying the pimp's prayer to you, motherfuckers. Lord
is my shepherd.
He knows what I want. Miss Parker. I can see me hollering. Look at so you talking about being a pimp. I can see me hollering at you now.
You owe me some money, motherfucker!
Shit, I'm at the L. I get tips. You can have all my tips, Reverend Pimp Daddy.
not all her tips. What the fuck? I need all the bread.
Well, you can't have all my tips. You better give me a percentage, and we got to write it down in contract first.
I ain't even
know. Some reasonable that I will agree to.
No.
See,
no,
I would be your manager.
I don't want to be that. Now I can honestly say I couldn't be a pimp because I'm too selfish. Motherfucker be like, hey, can she suck my dick? Hell no, she can't, motherfucker. Get on, motherfucker.
You know how good
you fucking dick. Right, shit. Hell no.
And you ain't never going to know, motherfucker.
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
I can see me yelling out, nigga, you don't check my bitch like I ain't standing here. Motherfucker, get the fuck on.
Baby, we supposed to be making money.
I'll be the bogus pimp out there because I ain't giving that. I'm too selfish on that one. I ain't gonna be in line. I will be the bogus pimp out here. They be talking about damn. Pimpin' Cass don't sell no pussy. He just keeps he's a spendy pal.
It doesn't the same.
That's what they say. Well, y'all be like, ooh, hey, we got the best pimp around. We ain't got to sell no ass.
Ooh, y'all better stop.
I can't stand it. None of y'all got no
use to it. That's it. They be talking about it.
Okay, come on.
You know what'll be my line too.
I'm gonna be everything to you. I'm gonna be your father. I'm gonna be your friend. I'm gonna be your lover. But you gotta believe in me. You gotta believe that everything I tell you to do is for the best.
Just gotta believe, baby, because I'm not gonna put you out on that corner. But you're gonna have a threesome with me. You're gonna have a threesome with me, baby. You just gotta believe. You just gotta believe it's gonna feel good.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, Miss Kitty done passed out. She didn't drop her phone, so she gone too. She was too. She got too crazy anyway. She come up. She got drunk.
Mm-mm. Oh goodness.
Well, this has been a very enlightening show. I've found out that I can't do that neither.
Good.
Man. That, I can't do it with black women. I'll find me some white women. I probably can pull that off. But to be honest with you,
find that Mormon church. You gotta go to Utah, wherever the hell they at.
Can you imagine my black ass walking up in there talking about what are white women at? Man.
But the good thing about that is they all let you have one house, and y'all all share one bed, and it'd be 10 of them, and they wouldn't care. They wouldn't be jealous or nothing. They'd be like, uh-huh, you can go ahead. I'm going to get my turn in a minute. Mm-hmm.
Man, yeah, the women wouldn't, but shit, them old Amish-looking motherfuckers are coming and swinging. They be talking about, oh, hell no. It'd be like the pimp game. He pulling my hoes. What the hell?
Exactly. You'll definitely get them.
Yeah.
All right. I walk up in their little church talking about.
Game is not game, and you looking kind of unfamiliar right now. Can I help you, sir?
Who the
men of the church gonna make a vote. They gonna vote his ass out. Brother Cass.
Yeah. This comes to our attention that not only have you had sex with his wife, his many wives, you've had sex with everybody in the congregation. Yes, I did.
Wow.
You know the name of the game. Your bitch chose me. What are you talking about?
Oh, my goodness.
Did you or did you not fuck everybody in this congregation?
Well, allow me to retort.
Yes, I did.
You gonna walk in that place, they're going to be there and look at you like they did on that scene in Life, and they walked in for the pie. 35 miles, nigga. You gotta go 35
yeah,
miles.
Yeah.
You can't have
man piece of
pussy in here. Yeah, they're gonna
kick you off the plantation. How much you gonna take to turn some of them white only pussy in a nigga pussy? Right. Oh, my goodness. And I'm gonna walk in that motherfucker wearing biker shorts. You see that girl? Yeah, you see that print right there.
You need some help. See, that's when your chaps will come in handy. See?
I'm not wearing no chaps. You kissed my ass on that one. I'm not wearing no chaps with my ass out. Mm-mm.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to need for y'all to get some help, okay?
I'm gonna do like that R. Kelly video. Has some white silk pajamas on. Pour water all on me. Yeah, you see it, girl. Uh huh. Yeah. I'm gonna sit in the front of the pool pit. Can I say a quick couple of words? Just stand right there. How y'all doing? Get this nigga up out of here now.
I can't stand it.
I'm serious. They're
going to set up a collection for your ass to get the fuck up out of there.
Okay. Right.
We've been collecting these.
They're going to kick them out.
For you to get your ass out of our church.
That's right. Motherfucker ain't never took a collection to get the motherfucker out the church.
You know what I mean? We know why you're here. We're going to take up a collection so you can be on your way.
Yeah. Where you need to go? Where you need to go? What city you trying to go to? We just take a collection to get you on the first thing smoking now.
I'm standing there
in all my glory too. Yes. Motherfucking deacon, he looking down at his little pants thinking to himself,
I got 2 inches of hard dick.
He can't do shit.
Oh,
I'm finna go to Cat is on his way to Utah. I'm finna tear that motherfucker apart, literally.
Yeah,
I'm finna tear that motherfucker up. Boy, y'all gonna see me on, they gonna have me on every poster board. They fuck him. He worked. Him and Kobe banned from Utah. We don't even want them in the state. We do not want them nowhere. They're this motherfucker. They up in here fucking white girls left and right. They just acting a damn fool.
Mm-mm. How about once you go black, you're going to need a wheelchair.
Damn right. What was that on Soul Plane when he said, it looked like it need to have a face on it. Oh, it will.
Oh, you lost her. You lost her.
Yeah, you lost that one. You said you would eat whale blubber with me. Oh, she going to need some whale blubber just as soon as I free Willie. This is crazy. Oh boy!
Only you, man. You, man. This is the one crazy ass show.
Oh well. Oh, I guess I was a polygamist for a whole hour and a half. Oh well.
You did.
Shit, everybody
just need one. You just need one, babe. That's all.
Kitty done ran from me. Selena done divorced me.
Wow.
Shit. This pimp done cheated on me.
See, I just had to wait my turn, huh? Where's number four?
Right. See, look, I'll say shit. Look at that. Three of them done left me already.
See,
damn,
I told you
boy,
you were number one.
I'll tell you. Well, I still got one and three. I still got one and three. So I guess you done moved up to number three. Now, I got one today. I guess liquor store, you done moved up to the two slots since you was here long. Mm-hmm. But now I got one.
You put me out the.
You done cheated on me. You done cheated on me. You over there getting your shit all polished off. Man, that. Yeah, well, nah, ain't nobody fuck with you no more. And give me my ring back. Shit.
I'm going to the pawn store. Fuck that.
Going to the pawn store. You know what? Yeah, my life as a polygamist is officially over now. It's over. I had a good run though. I had an hour and a half run. I was a polygamist for an hour and a half.
Oh, you need some help for an hour and a half. You need to be laying on somebody's fucking couch for an hour and a half.
And the sad part, I was just about to say, the sad part, I didn't consummate my marriage with none of you motherfuckers. I didn't got divorced. you're red, boy. Fuck this shit. I'm tired of this shit.
Oh, all of that shit, and I ain't getting not one lick of pussy. Oh man,
right.
I can't do it.
Then got left with 20. Then got
one.
Left with. All right, then I got left with 21 kids.
Well, you had
exactly,
and
you know we leaving their ass right for two.
Right, all 21. Oh wait a minute,
I'm
you didn't even add my two.
Oh, shit, I showed it. Now I'm at 23.
Yeah. Now, I got 15 grand, so you got some grand, too.
Oh.
15 of them over here.
So you have older kids and grand. See?
Man.
They can all watch each other.
That's what I said. Some of them motherfuckers with 23 kids, some of them niggas can watch each other. Shit.
Goddamn. I'm sure going to be talking about Junior. Junior, get over here.
Which
like,
girl
are you talking to?
He gonna have to be Junior family number one, Junior family number two, because you've got a lot of juniors going on.
Look here, George Foreman got away with it. George one, George two, George three, Cass one, Cass two, Cass three. Hey, see, this is a rap.
And you know, you absolutely, you they'll know who you're talking to.
Yeah.
By the way he say it. By the way he say
mm-hmm.
it. He don't
okay.
Have...
Oh, well.
I got two things to say, y'all, and I got to go. One, the new, well, I can't say the new, but, and this is, like, totally irrelevant. The old Claude Manny's on the east side is back open, and I work there, so that comes through Saturday and Sunday. I mean, Friday and Saturday.
Okay, what is it called now?
Magnolias.
Magnolias. You know what? I had a partner, I had a coworker telling me about that today, matter of fact. He was saying they just opened up a place called Magnolias.
It's a club?
I work there.
It's a club? What is it?
No, it's a club. It's all quite many.
Oh, okay.
What's the age group?
What's what?
I said, what's the age group?
Oh, I mean, you got to, of course, be 21 to get in there, but I would say the crowd that has been in there has been 25 and above. I mean, I've had a couple old schools in there, but, I mean, they was just in there, you know. They probably early 40s. They had a good time. They was in there. But I'm going to say, from what I know, like DJ Gus is in there Friday. The music is off the chain. It's off the chain. I mean, you groove all night. Saturdays is like, oh, God. That's more for the youngsters, what I say.
Okay. We might have to come in there and make it a Kansas City night.
I mean, for real. I mean, it would be a nice place to meet and greet. You know, I think that would be great. But also, I'm going to tell my sister wives I love y'all. Y'all are crazy. Every single last one of y'all are crazy. Big Daddy, you're going to have to make this up to me next week, okay? I'm going to let you make this up to me next week.
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to you.
You left me.
No,
yeah,
you
sure did.
You left.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's looking at it. She's trying to...
You move out the spot.
Number five, fall back.
You ain't getting my spot.
I'm trying to get back
in. On my ground. You showed me. I'm like, nope. I already saw you coming, and that's why I'm like, no, no.
Number five, I'm trying to get back in. So, hold back.
Now you want me. Now you want me when your spot gets took. Mm-hmm. That's just like you.
It's always like that.
Well, she is bucking for it. You keep, she worse than Jocelyn Hernandez. So what you call Stevie, keep that bitch away.
Me next week. I'm gonna let you do that.
All right,
okay.
For sure.
All right. This way.
All right,
I love
nice.
Y'all. See y'all next week. Y'all come through Friday and Saturday. I'm there.
All right. We try to get in there.
All right.
All right, now. Peace. All right, y'all. We're going to get up out of here, too, because it's about that time. Miss Sexy, you got any last words?
Well, I guess I can be number five, but I'd rather be number one. I'll talk to you later.
All right. That's what's up. Liquor Store, any last words?
Yes, this has been one really, really good show. I enjoyed myself immensely. And I'll be back next week. See you, city bitches.
That's what's up. All my other wives then left me. Janine, what you got for me? You the last one.
I ain't the last. I'm number one. Always gonna be.
Okay. Okay, I ain't mad. Somebody stayed in my corner the whole night. God damn it, shit.
Oh, so you just gonna kick me to the curb? Okay.
No, you just gotta. You
dare
you just
me
have
my hand.
Right.
And I finally give you my number 5, and then that, give, this is what I get. That's cool. Dog number 1, you can have them. Tonight, I have them the rest of the week.
Well, see, there you go. As long as you know I'm coming, baby, I'm coming. What's that song? Hold on.
I'm playing that ass too.
All right, that's what's up. That's what's up. Hey, y'all made this a great show. This was by far one of the funnest shows I've had in a long time. I'd like to thank everybody that called in. I'd like to thank everybody that was listening. Slick Mick, I don't know if you can still hear, so if you can say anything, if you ain't last words, speak nothing. Well, I guess she can't speak nothing either. But thanks for everybody that called in. Thanks for everybody listening via internet. Y'all, we be right back next week. We're going to do it the same way. Have fun. Peace.